This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Thursday. Today's Wednesday, the 12th of December. Welcome into another hour of conversation here with good advice sometimes for people. First check-in for many of you as to what's going on. So Jennifer Horn, along with Victoria Keelan, here to do the honors, top of the hour, bottom of the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Kara Schillen is here. So Jennifer. Anybody ever? Jennifer. Remember the song by Jennifer Juniper? You know.
Yes, I do know that song. I don't remember saying it with all those syllables. But okay, why not?
Jennifer.
Right.
All right, so Jennifer, Jennifer, what do we have to take everybody's heads away?
Well, it was the immigration meeting heard around the world. And if you missed it, YouTube it, because you don't want to miss it. Oh, boy, where to start? So we talked about this yesterday, actually. Donald, Chuck, and Nancy, right? Donald Trump and
don't they normally have... Wasn't it that they said, and I don't mean to interrupt, but I think part of this is that it was an open meeting.
This is great. We need to be
Trump's
doing everything.
Transparency.
Like this.
And they didn't like it. All right. So anyway,
this is what everything needs to be. All right. So President Trump has Chuck Schumer, the minority leader in the Senate, and Nancy Pelosi, the minority leader in the House, perhaps soon to be Speaker of the House, but not until January. So they both come in as minority leaders. They sit down in the Oval Office with Mike Pence, who looks like he actually powered down for like about an hour during this meeting. He was not moving in the chair. He was sort of in the kind of laying back, watching this all unfold. I wanted to pop him some popcorn because literally he was the audience. And this was what the media describes as an explosive meeting. Trump, at first, Nancy and Chuck were not expecting the media to be involved. Trump says, hey, come on in. Take some pictures, photo opportunities. So the media comes in. I think Chuck and Nancy thinks that the media is going to leave. Well, they end up staying for 16 minutes. Trump kept them in the room and sort of went back and forth. As you do, most of the meetings in the Oval Office will start. You'll get like the first couple of minutes and then the media will leave. Trump kept them for 16 minutes, much to the chagrin of Nancy and Chuck, who kept saying, we need to debate in private, Mr. President. We need to debate in private. We need to debate in private. They were trying to run from these cameras until the meeting was over, when they ran to the next set of cameras outside of the White House, because I guess those were okay so that they could kind of spin what had happened. In any case, Trump tried to say that this meeting was, you know, good and productive and not as unfriendly as it seemed. But, man, Chuck Schumer wouldn't even look at Trump in the face. Nancy Pelosi was, like, sitting on her perch, like, on the edge of the seat, looking like she was going to hop off of it because she was so mad. Because, basically, keeping those cameras in the room put her in a really bad position, because she is not supposed to work with the president, according to the left in her party, and she needs their votes to become Speaker of the House. And I think Chuck Schumer thought he played the president when he got the president to say, look, I'll own the shutdown, Chuck. If we can't come to, if we don't do something about border security, I'll own the shutdown. I think Chuck Schumer thought that was a win, but really I think it's a win for the president, because now what they're saying is, look, Chuck and Nancy want to keep the government running, but Trump actually wants to keep the country safe, is actually serious about border security. So that's how the White House is spinning all of this. It's a game of political chess. There needs to be some sort of decision as to whether or not the government will fund itself on the 21st, or there will be a partial shutdown just in time for Christmas. How about that?
Do I remember when Bill Clinton, when did these government shutdowns actually begin? Was it when Bill Clinton was president?
I don't know if it's happened before that, but yes, there was one with Bill Clinton for sure.
Yeah. So how do we view this? Political gamesmanship, silly stuff, shut the government down, build a wall. I don't think anybody in his or her right mind thinks there's going to be a wall built, at least from Brownsville, Texas, to Tijuana, Mexico, or San Diego. I just don't think... If you
well, by
think
wall, I think we mean border system, and yeah, I absolutely
okay.
believe it.
So is that
happen.
Word? Those are words, though. Okay, so that's the first time I've ever heard that phrase, Jennifer. Victoria, you ever hear that phrase before?
What
a,
phrase?
A border system.
No,
instead
I've
of
only
a
heard
wall.
The wall, the wall, the wall. Yeah, I think wall. America Even thinks it's a physical wall. Which well, Trump yesterday, you, and I think this was, I have to disagree a little bit, Jen, with your analysis of this. I thought Trump, Chuck and Nancy had their own issues here, but, like, let's not leave Trump out of this. He looked unhinged, and I think this was an embarrassment for all three of them. And I don't know, if you are not a Trump supporter, you were even further away from being a supporter of his. And if you are a supporter, I think, I don't know how you could be a supporter and also support him saying that he wanted to shut the government down.
I absolutely do. I hope he shuts it down and keeps it shut down. And here's what
I don't know that that's
I'll
really
going
to be productive for the America,
well,
though.
This is just
political
is the
posturing.
Government. What's productive is a government that's way too big and bloated and doesn't want to deal with the real issues. And what Trump was elected to do was to put politics aside and represent the people that elected him. And the people that elected him prioritized immigration as the most important issue in this country. And I'll tell you what, the far more damaging thing for Trump to do is say, yeah, Chuck, Nancy, you're right. Don't give me money for my border wall. Let's keep the government open. Because the truth is, Victoria, the people that you say are critics of the president or kind of, you know, Democrats, even independents that have already made up their mind about Trump, no matter what he does, he could cure cancer and walk on water. They will never, ever vote for him. Ever. You won't ever vote for him. There's nothing he could do that would make you vote for him. And I know this. I know my, you know, people that I love in my life will never vote for him no matter what he does. So it's more
hopeful that he could actually act like a real president. You know,
you're not. You don't care.
You don't care. Jen, that's not true at all. I don't want to get into this. It's way too early for this.
No, but it's. I think it's a good argument to have because it's an important one, and we can have it in a loving way because you and I love each other, and it's fine. I just believe that people who don't like the president are not going to vote for him in 2 years. But what's more expeditious for him is to please the people in his base who have not cracked.
But it
in
seems
their
like that's all he cares about. I guess that's my point.
It only seems be, because like they're the only reason he'll get reelected. If he doesn't,
but isn't that
immigration,
not the point
he loses?
Okay, but isn't this supposed to be bigger than one person? I mean, didn't we learn that? Like, all of us, the whole country watching what George H.W. did, he, in so many ways, he fell on his own sword for the betterment of the whole country, not just his base, and not just the people who are going to vote for him. And that's what I'm saying. It feels like there's so many sides to this, and there is nothing that is bridging the gap here. And it's just, if you're going to be the president, and you only care about the people who are going to reelect you, and you don't care about the rest of the country, which at this point, according to polls, is a lot more than the people who are going to elect him, then what's the point of having him even be there?
All right, so here's my spin on this, if you are interested. I think
everybody's doing that.
Both of these groups, if you will, are interested in being reelected, and that's pretty much it, period. Like it or not, the country is not in shambles, it's not falling apart, but this is not a proud time. For America. It isn't just because of Trump. It has to do with Pelosi. It has to do with Schumer. It has to do with
all three.
All these
look
people.
Like jackasses to me.
Yeah,
all three of them.
The system looks like what it is. It's a complete
it's a bad reality
failure because it doesn't deal with the best issues, the best interests of the people who are paying the bill. And whether it's I don't give a damn about the Democrats or the Republicans. It's all about them, and I'm tired of people who are just focused on themselves. It's about what has to happen. There's good and bad to both of your arguments, it seems to me. The president was elected because Obama went too far. And so there's the backlash. Now, Trump's been elected. He, in many people's minds, is going too far. But they've made it a personality contest instead of an issue contest. And that's what the problem is. We're getting away from the issues. We don't deal with the reality of the problems. We keep talking about them, positioning ourselves. This is going to win. That's going to win. We're going to beat him. We're going to impeach him. It's a god-awful mess. And it's because I don't know that we know how to govern ourselves. You know, the business about democracy and the experiment that allows people to decide their own destinies with Citizens United, that went up in smoke. There is no the average person having the same amount of voting power or influence as somebody who can write a check for $1,000 or $100,000 or $1 million or whatever it is. Those people are running your life. You're not running in terms of the government, and the government's everywhere. The damn government is everywhere. Every time anybody makes a decision about anything, well, what's the, I'm building a building on the farm. And we got to have more. We've spent thousands of dollars putting together the permit that, or the application for the permit to do what we want to do on the farm. And the every time we turn around, something changes. We have to have a different Cory report, or the Conservation Commission says there's a weed growing over there. You can't build within 100 feet of that, or some other stupid thing that has nothing to do with the future of our country. I don't even know that the border wall, to go back to that, is whatever it is. It's a systemic thing. And the fact that we can't in front of it, we can't get behind it. Those damn people that walked up from Mexico, we should have, somebody in the government should have gone to the Mexican government and said, look, we're going to cut $500 million out of your aid if you don't stop these people and send them back to where they came from. Who had the balsam to do that? Nobody. People, because political posturing is better. It looks better if you have all of this hubbub at the border. Meanwhile, the people in San Diego are pissed, as they ought to be, with all the disruption. The Mexicans, I don't really give a damn about the Mexicans in terms of this sort of thing, but they've created their own problem, and we have, in a sense, too. It's all theater. That's what it is. It's just theater.
Well, that's what yesterday was. It was just theater. It was just a bad reality show. And yesterday, all I kept thinking while watching this is exactly why I believe we should have one term for the president, 1 6-year term.
Wow, here we go.
Because this is what happens when all you do is campaign for the next election.
Yep.
And nothing gets done. And then everything gets crammed into the second term. This is what every president does. It doesn't matter about what party you are. Every two-term president, that's what they do. Because the whole first term is spent running for the next election.
And I actually agree. I agreed with Doug when he says that I think 6-year term, I think it's a good thing. Yeah. I think we spend far too much energy on elections and running.
The same office.
There's no stop in the election cycle. But I would tell you this immigration issue is more than just about winning re-election, because this is the key campaign promise that Trump made. This is why people elected him. This is about delivering on promises. And while it may not be necessarily the promise that everybody wants delivered on, I felt that way with Obama. I felt that Obama didn't do anything. I mean, maybe, 90% of what he did didn't represent me, had no interest in what I wanted or no...
That's how I feel about Trump. There was no way you were going to vote for Obama. I'm not the bad guy here, so I'm not going to vote for Trump.
No, there is no bad guy. That's the thing. It's that this is politics. So Obama didn't care what I thought because I was never going to vote for him. And so Trump, yes, that's the game of politics and that's reality. But when you have an election that has consequences... If Obama promises health care, then he's going to dang well roll out health care, even though I think it's a terrible idea. He doesn't care what I think. He made the promise. He's going to do it. Trump made a promise about immigration. He's going to deliver on that promise. I think that we sometimes hold different politicians to different set of standards because of where we sit or how we feel. And this is just the game. I mean, this is the game of politics, and it has consequences.
And it has no place, really, in getting things done. It's all about them. All right, let's lose some weight. Calitrin is America's number one healthy choice. The results are in, and people feel the best way. They tried lots of different ways. Calitrin will get the weight off and keep it off because its main source of energy, if you will, is collagen, the protein that helps build muscle and gets rid of fat and helps your weight loss, you achieve the weight loss goals you have. Go to toploss.com, 10% off deal, 10% off the bottles that you buy of Calitrin. Lose that weight, toploss.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This was recorded. I remember it like it was yesterday. They put together a group of really great singers, called themselves Band Aid, and wanted to take the proceeds from the song to help lots of people who were in need. Do they know it's Christmas? Here we go. Crank it up, Kara.
Video to see how young all these major stars were in one room.
I know. I think Lionel Richie more than anything else is, and Michael Jackson maybe a little bit, Bruce Springsteen, I don't know, all of them.
George Michael, Sting, Bono, the list, it was a total who's who.
Yeah.
Unbelievable how they got everyone in one room.
It was.
And these were major, major stars at the time, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Still are, most of them.
Yeah.
All right, so this is the way we start. Every hour we have some Christmas cheer in terms of music. This is the number 18 tune, by the way, on the top 100 Christmas song list. It's the first blush that we've taken at it. This was complete giving. These people came from all over the world to do this. They were excited about doing it. And isn't it neat that it happened at this time of year where so many other good things happen? Here's another example of something that is full of holiday cheer. There's a fellow who's giving away his frequent flyer miles be used to send strangers he doesn't even know. His name is Peter Shankman. He's been donating his frequent flyer miles for the last 4 years to those who can't afford to go home at Christmas time. He's an author, a podcast host, flies 250,000-300,000 miles a year, racks up the miles. The amount of travel he says I do gives me tons of miles, so being able to give back this way is the best thing I know how to do with them. I can only give so many free trips to my parents, to my assistant and her boyfriend. He's sending people home. He's on. He takes United. He said, quote, "I truly believe that if you've had any modicum of success, you have a responsibility to send the elevator back down, as it were." What a great way of explaining it. That's cool. Giving away trips home for the holidays to people who might not be able to afford them is the best way I know how to do that. It's a blast to teach my daughter about giving back. There's a great example. See, these are the kind of people who should be running the country.
He's obviously
like this.
Successful enough to have that many miles for his career, so you never know.
The mileage programs are not the same anymore.
Right, so he probably does pretty well.
Yeah, good for him. All right, next up musically, 26 after the hour on the DJ V Show with Jen Jen, Victoria, Kara, and Doug. Annie Lennox is in the focus, along with Chrissy Hynde, Pink Floyd's Nick Mason, Billy Bragg, among the numerous artists and bands and music industry leaders who are signing an anti-Brexit letter. The letter states that Brexit represents a significant threat to the UK's music industry. Probably does. They're probably right. Addressing it to members of the Parliament, and the Prime Minister calls for the government to seek an alternative to Brexit, which is Britain leaving the European Union. They wrote, quote, "We represented artists, producers, managers, businesses, platforms from all across the music industry in the UK and are writing to express our real concerns over Brexit and the current direction of the proposed departure from the EU. The letter goes on to address the music industry's positive economic impact here and there in the UK.
It's like their biggest export, isn't
it? It is.
In the UK.
A lot of music. Oh, yeah. Right. Yep. And I think, I don't know, it's hard to figure what's going to happen here. It's a mess. It is. And they write, it's critical to find a way out of the mess. Therefore, we ask you, that is the members of Parliament and the Prime Minister, to examine alternative options to maintain our current influence and freedom to trade. What it takes is leadership and creativity. That's me saying that, not them. And that's what it takes. We need leadership and creativity on both sides of the pond. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Apotheosis in the mirror. This is emotional management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Apotheosis is the perfect example or form of something. In terms of people, it's the elevation of someone to a divine status. The prefix apo means quite or completely, and theos is the Greek word for God. To reach apotheosis is the ultimate. For many major religions, there is a singular or multiple figures who are the literal apotheosis. For some faiths, the divine is within, which means we are all the apotheosis of humanity. Now, that seems like a lot of pressure, or is it? Maybe the goal isn't becoming divine, but recognizing that you already are. It would be much more difficult, for example, to get caught up in the pettiness of life if we fully accepted that divinity is within us, because we might more likely focus our energy and attention on bigger thoughts and ideas. Whatever your belief system, strive to recognize the apotheosis in the mirror.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Gifts and packages shipped with care,
so you can relax in knowing they'll soon be there.
Now at Staples, you get 15% off UPS shipping services and 15% off all shipping supplies.
Plus, Staples is open 7 days a week.
So a happy and stress-free shipping holiday to all.
And to all a good night. Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Exclusions apply. In store only. See associate for details. Ends 12/29/18.
Howdy, folks. Carl Sanders here with a big old holiday radio commercial for KFC. Wrapping presents is a lot of work, so let the Colonel do the cooking tonight. I'm making KFC $20 fill-ups. That's 8 pieces of delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, a large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits for just $20. I'll even wrap it for you. The wrapping is just a bucket. But it's a swell-looking bucket. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Prices...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
British Prime Minister Theresa May facing a no-confidence vote from her Conservative Party members today.
So there will now be a vote of confidence in my leadership as the Conservative Party. I will contest that vote with everything I've got.
May's problems stemming from her efforts to negotiate a deal with the European Union for Brexit, the UK leaving the EU. British voters narrowly approved it in a 2016 referendum. May negotiated a deal, but the plan has next to no support among leaders of her party. The U.S. Geological Survey says a magnitude 4.4 earthquake struck this morning in Tennessee. No immediate reports of any injuries or damage. British journalist Piers Morgan says he'd like to be President Trump's new chief of staff. He says so in an open letter published in Tuesday's Daily Mail. This is USA Radio News.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours, to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more, with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More do it.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Solutions to problems, conversation about the real world, fun, and your daddy's not going to take your T-Bird away. That's the best part about the DJV show. Hi, I'm the D. There's the J over there and the V. Victoria Keelan is here with Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Steffen, and Victoria's going to take it away with a look across the pond, Victoria. Eh? Oh, no, that's Canada. Go across the border. I was with all these Canadians in Peru last week, and every conversation ended with, eh?
Oh, boy.
I'm sure they were hearing that, too.
Yeah.
They don't like hockey, right?
Right.
Eh? So
we'll head to we'll head across the pond over to merry old England. And Theresa May is fighting for her political life today. Members of her own party have triggered a vote of no confidence in her leadership over handling of Brexit. So if she loses the vote, which will take place tonight, then she will be out as the Conservative leader, and she will likely outline when she'll step down as the UK Prime Minister. That's one thing that I love about the UK. If you're not not doing your job, they will pull you right out of office and start a whole new election. They will replace you. So starting gun was fired after 48 conservative members of parliament submitted letters demanding a vote to the 1922 committee, which represents the rank and file conservative MPs in the House of Commons, and that's how the ball got rolling. And she may have to be looking for a new house to live in, because number 10 Downing will no longer be her residence, as it seems right now. I don't know how she could turn the tide on this one.
It's not going to be an easy...
for her.
Is a mess.
I think it's kind of embarrassing, and I think the more conservative members... I think she was, you know, this is, again, we always think we're the only ones that are polarized in this country, but I think she... it's everywhere.
Germany's the same way.
Oh, my gosh.
France is getting that way.
Italy? Yeah. There's...
Italy's always that way.
And this is this is just where it seems from my perspective, and I don't study their political system at all, but it seems that she was trying to kind of do all things for all people. And she had more conservative members of her party saying, hey, you should do it this way. And I think she ignored those people. They all resigned, so then she didn't have their counsel. And I don't know, I think she kind of got caught trying to appease everyone, and it seems like now she's in a really sticky, terrible situation. I
think she's just kind of an awkward person. I mean, we talked about how she got stuck in her car when, you know, she locked herself in her car the other day.
That's so British,
they were trying to let her. Well, yeah, but I think she was kind of set up for failure. And what I'm curious about is whoever they replace her with, it's going to take, I would imagine, weeks. I don't think it's going to make the situation any better. So it's like, are the people who are in her party actually trying to pass Brexit, or are they trying to make it fail even harder? Because
it's become so unpopular amongst the people. When they do polling, people realize now, what did we actually say we wanted here? And so I think they're going to bring someone in who's just going to calm the whole situation down and come up maybe with some new negotiation with the EU. They will not Brexit, and they'll have just some new negotiation about border control and let it lie. That's what I think is going
to Brexit?
Happen.
Don't they have to now?
No.
They can call it a soft Brexit, and I think that they can consider it that as... if they just renegotiate the border control, which is really how this all began. That was really the main issue. So I don't know if they have to go through with an actual exit from the EU at this point, but if they're going to get rid of her, then what's the point? You know, unless they're going to turn the tide completely and just say, all right, we're not doing it at all, I don't know what's the point of even getting rid of her then. If they're going to go forward with it, you know?
The point is that the same sort of polarization is happening there as is happening here. Same sort of polarization is happening in France now, as is happening here. Same sort
That's
of polarization is happening in Germany, as is happening here. And it's all about immigration. For the most part, not everything in America is about immigration, but much
and
of the polarization.
Taxes for France.
They passed the gas tax.
Passed the gas tax like we did in California. California can't even get it hardly on a ballot for people to vote on. In Paris, they were like burning cars and people were dying because of these riots. Because it's just one step too far. When you hit that point, when people feel like the government is taxing you for climate change and not taking into consideration the challenges of the person that lives there, it's bad. France especially, but that's how they do things in France. They do violent revolts
and that goes back, that's a tradition, and they're proud of it.
They started.
I know.
They're the ones who they started
the Bastille.
That's a long time ago. They've been storming the Capitol
long ago and far away, and it's in our galaxy, on our planet. These things are going on. All right, let's celebrate something. Today is the 12th of December. It's National Gingerbread House Day. And talking about Europe, it was first a European product. That's right. Gingerbread baked first in Europe, 11th century. Crusaders brought ginger, as well as other new and exotic spices, back from the Middle East conquests. Again, we're talking about looking how far back that goes.
Yeah.
Anyway, gingerbread at first was mainly baked by Catholic monks. It was used in religious ceremonies, but over time it became more and more popular. The Germans created the tradition of baking a house out of gingerbread around the holidays. And back in the 16th century, the practice it wasn't as popular as it is now. But the remember Grimm's Brothers Fairy Tale, Hansel and Gretel, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Sticking your head in the stove.
Creepy.
It is
only
creepy.
The Germans could write a little fairy tale that
luring his brother
Germans,
and sister
but,
into captivity, throw them in the into the oven to eat them, fatten them up with gingerbread so they can eat them. But they escape, as you remember from the story. Anyway.
So they got Germans. The best of both worlds, all that good candy and cookies, and they lived.
Hooray for the Germans! Anyway, the tradition has become a Christmas tradition here in America. Ginger is very, very good for you. I don't want to go off on my health spiel, but ginger, it's awful if you take it straight up. It's like a lot of other things that you take straight. You don't want to stick them in the ginger by itself is awful. But ginger
really?
By itself. Oh,
you
have you ever tasted it by itself?
I use ginger in a lot of cooking, and if you grind it fresh and then you put it in some hot water and make ginger tea, it's delicious.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, that's a strong flavor, but...
Yeah, if you take it straight up, no chaser.
Well, no one chews on ginger. That's weird. Doug would. Doug did, and that's why he doesn't like it. Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
I think I was given it when I was ill once, and I didn't ever forget what it did to my innards, if you will. Innards, I'm not talking about my innards, I'm talking about my mouth. Ugh. Okay, let's get to a television report, Jennifer. Golden Globes, naming a television award after Carol Burnett, it would seem. Achievement in television, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association announcing that Carol Burnett will have an award in her name, and she is going to be the first recipient, which is kind of cool. Statuette will serve as a sort of lifetime achievement award, honoring specifically the television end of actors and actresses' work. Burnett was a five-time Globe winner, hosted the Carol Burnett Show 11 years of that, 25 Emmy wins there for the program, among the most highly honored shows in television history. So the Hollywood Foreign Press says the new award is meant to celebrate television's golden age. The new one be the equivalent to its Cecil B. DeMille Film Award, which went to Oprah Winfrey. Remember last January?
Mm-hmm.
Carol Burnett Award will be presented annually to an honoree who has made outstanding contributions to television on or off the screen. So who would be a good recipient of it today? Who would be someone who has Jay Leno... Maybe
Tim Allen, I think, would be.
Tim Allen, really? Yeah, okay.
Or maybe on a bigger scale, like Lorne Michaels. You know, someone who's kind of behind the scenes. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's produced lots of shows.
But yeah, that's for sure. That's a good one.
Yeah.
What's-his-face that's done all the Law and Order stuff? Dick Wolf, right?
Yeah. Yep. Right? Look at all he's contributed.
If we're doing behind the scenes. Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, Oprah's in there. Obviously, you'd have someone like what? You know, you'll laugh.
Also,
Jerry Springer, probably.
Who's the guy, the reality guy? Mark Burnett.
Burnett.
He's done a million different shows.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of recipients. Good. All right, we'll be interesting to look forward to that. When is this award?
January 6th.
That's in January. Right.
Okay. Coming up soon.
Right around the corner. Christmas. 2 weeks from today, Christmas will be over. All right.
Lovely. The Grinch.
Lovely.
I know. Is the Grinch on TV tonight? Since we're doing TV.
That horrible. When that comes on the radio, I shut the radio off. Oh,
you're a mean one, Mr.
Stephen.
Captain Grimudgeon. Hi, Jennifer. What else is going on television-wise?
Well,
I did watch a little of Nathan
TV
Fillion
news.
Last night. Not a lot.
Yeah,
but
I'd like to do that every night. The big TV news is Kathy Lee is leaving today.
Right.
Really? I thought that was not like today.
Today, the show today.
The Today Show, that's right. She's not leaving yet. I think in April is what she said.
Yeah. I thought that was already announced for some reason or other. I remember reading something.
She announced it yesterday, and I think they're saying the odds-on favorite to replace her is Jenna Bush. So,
really?
Yeah, there you go.
She's a heavy hamburger, man.
No, you're thinking of the other one.
Okay.
Oh, the other one's skinny?
Yeah, I think Jenna Bush is fine.
Okay.
So, tonight on television.
Don't want to take the starch or the wind out of your sails there, Jennifer.
This segment brought to you by Omaha Steaks. All right.
Hey, that's right, it is. How'd you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous. All right, keep going, and then I'll tell the story of Omaha Steaks.
Tonight on television, ABC is all new tonight. The Goldbergs at 8, followed by American Housewife at 8:30. Modern Family is at 9. Single Parents is at 9:30, followed by A Million Little Things at 10. On Modern Family, by the way, it is going to be their holiday special where Haley tries to tell the family that she's pregnant.
Her siblings know, but her parents don't, and she's trying to figure out the best way to tell them.
Can we back up a little bit? I don't understand this minion thing. I didn't get that. It's kind of like maybe I didn't understand it's us or whatever that show is. What's this?
This Is Us.
Yeah.
This is ABC's version of This Is Us. Actually.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah. I haven't watched it yet. I do have it on my DVR. Of course, I'll get to it in a few years. But
it looks like a downer.
It's supposed to be.
It does. You're right, Victoria.
Kind of like This Is Us, where everything is uplifting at the end, but it's very sad, I think, to get there. That's kind of the same idea. My mom really
This Is Us, the holiday special, This Is Us, another person dies. That's their holiday special. That's how, the level of downerism on This Is Us.
That's what they do. They like to make you cry, get it out. It's supposed to be cathartic. Okay. CBS, new tonight, another castaway voted off on Survivor. That's at 8 o'clock, followed by a new episode of SEAL Team and Criminal Minds at 10. CW, also new tonight, Gina Gershon is guesting as Jughead's mom on Riverdale. That's new tonight at 8, followed by a new episode of All American on Fox tonight. They're in reruns, as you can catch up on Empire or Star. On NBC, Ellen's Game of Games, a special holiday edition, happens at 8 o'clock, followed by Steve Harvey hosting his holiday edition of Little Big Shots. That's at 9. And then they're going to rehash the Chrissy and John special, A Legendary Christmas with John and Chrissy, at 10 o'clock. If you want a movie tonight, I'm going to tell you, I think it's The Santa Claus 2 on AMC. If you want to get real cheesy, Hallmark has Christmas at Graceland with Kelly Pickler. And that's at 8 o'clock tonight.
Really? Kelly Pickler is doing that?
Yeah.
Who is now? Santa Claus 2, is that...
Tim Allen.
Tim Allen, okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking about who is the other guy that played Santa Claus, but he was a bum as Santa Claus in a movie. I think it was a movie.
That Billy Bob Thornton?
Billy Bob Thornton.
Totally different guys.
Yeah, I know. All right, as Jennifer pointed out, the television report brought to you by Omaha Steaks. OmahaSteaks.com. Find the recipes to make some wonderful Christmas and holiday cheer. And save a lot of money at the same time, 74% on the family gift pack. So if you have somebody on your list that loves meat and potatoes, this is the perfect gift. And wow, what a savings. $199 worth of beef and pork, steaks, hamburgers, sausages, you name it, potatoes, desserts. This is a fabulous offer that we're able to give you exclusively. Just go to the folks, the website for Omaha Steaks, omahasteaks.com, and then use the code DJV. So for $199 worth of product, you're only going to pay $49. And again, this is only for the Christmas season. So you got to go to omahasteaks.com, type DJV in the search bar, and add the family gift package to your cart. Don't wait. This offer will end as we get close to Christmas. Go to omahasteaks.com, type DJV in the search bar to send the Omaha Steaks family gift package today. That's omahasteaks.com. The custom code is DJV. Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get a 4th one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com.
CannabisRadio.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit ACS2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
I see what technology problem we can solve here on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan and I, Doug Steffen, are going to go through Tech Talk with me, listening mostly, introducing the items of interest. For example, that white hat hacker has exposed something that, is this a positive? It doesn't, it looks kind of like
it's like a positive and a negative at the same time. It's one of those 50-50 stories. But it will, I do think this will make people rethink their gifting this year for Christmas, because if you are planning on giving someone a Nest home system, now what that is, and I'm sure, Doug, you've seen these too, you can get them at Home Depot, they're everywhere. It's your thermostat is all digital, you can control it with your app on your phone, but it also can control your doorbell in the front. It has a camera so you can see who's at your door. It's called the Nest Home. It's a whole home system. And so what happened is a white hat hacker. Now, those are the guys who are out there, guys and girls out there doing hacking for good, and they help expose where breaches are before the bad guys get to them. So this guy named Andy Gregg was in his backyard a few weeks ago. He heard a voice he didn't recognize coming from inside his house. It was dark, so he thought someone had invaded his home. So the source of the voice, once he got inside, surprised him. It was coming from his Nest Cam IQ security camera in his front window. The man speaking to him through the camera said he was a white hat hacker in Canada with the group Anonymous. Now, Anonymous has actually done a lot of good work. They've helped identify breaches and things. So he told Andy that his private information had been compromised. The hacker couldn't see images through Andy's camera, and he didn't know where Andy lived specifically, but he told Andy, hey, that information is not hard to find if you're a bad guy. He then, and this is where it gets scary, he then recited a password that Andy had used for multiple websites. And this is why we always say, use a different password for every website that you log into. So he said to the hacker said, I'm sorry if I startled you. I know this is super unprofessional, and I'm sorry it's a little late in the day to do this, and this is all recorded on the system. And he said, we don't have any malicious intent, but the hacker said that he had accessed Andy's camera to warn him about the security vulnerabilities. He said other hackers might exploit the same gaps. Now, experts have for the longest time have been warning that wireless internet connected devices similar to Nest, now this includes Alexa from Amazon, Google Home, smartphones, smart appliances, things like that, they have big gaping holes in their security systems. And those devices, like I said, are very popular holiday gifts, so you may want to reconsider that if you are going to get these gifts this season. Now, Andy Gregg, who is a real estate agent, he said that people don't fully appreciate the risk associated with bringing these devices into your home until you've got a dude from Canada telling you, hey, I know all of your information. So before the incident, Andy had said he has also given Nest cameras as gifts to his clients to celebrate the closing of a deal, and he will not be doing that anymore. And he said he unplugged his whole system, and he said he has felt incredibly vulnerable ever since this happened. And so now the story has gone viral with kind of a cautionary tale for people. So the more technology you bring in, the more vulnerable you may be to hackers. And luckily, in this case, it was a white hat hacker.
The white hat hackers, the good guys. I don't know why they always wear white hats. I kind of like it if they wear blue hats, maybe, or red hats. Anyway, let's keep working our way through what we have for information. A holiday gift guide now available. Best smartphone options to buy for your family right here, right now.
The Geek Out. It's another What Gift to Get guide. If you're considering a new smartphone for yourself or a loved one, here's the best options to consider. For Apple, the new iPhone XR is the best overall value, featuring the same computing power as its XS brothers, but at a much lower price. The compromise comes in the type of display, but the XR will satisfy all but the most demanding user. For Android, there's three options. The OnePlus 6T is the budget option, but it features the cool fingerprint scanner behind the screen trick. My favorite, the Google Pixel 3, is the mid-price point and runs the purest version of Android, and then the Samsung Note 9 is the expensive powerhouse complete with a stylus. Any of the four are available now from any cell phone provider.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
All right, let's get back to another one of Victoria's stories, a focus on Google.
Mm-hmm. Google's latest feature spells out words phonetically now when you search for them. Plus, it has a new learn to pronounce option. So if you're searching onomatopoeia, it will now get broken down phonetically so you can figure out how to say it. And when you click the little microphone icon next to it, you can actually hear how the word is pronounced. It even lets you select between the American and the British pronunciations of the same word, which tend to be a little different. Google has already given you the option of listening to how a word is pronounced through the small speaker icon. But now, this latest feature could actually be a better option for you if you don't want to have the microphone thing, you know, blasting at your work desk.
All right, that's the story. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, at your service and on your side.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.